Thursday, February 27th, Feast of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. The Epistle, the First Letter of St. John, Chapter 2, Verses 14 through 17. Dearly beloved, I write unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remaineth in you, and you have overcome the evil. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the charity of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, and the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth, and its concupiscence. But he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. Haydock Commentary. If any man love the world, that is, this wicked world or anything in it, as pleasures, riches, honors, so that his affections be more upon these than upon God, the charity of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, under which is comprehended all that pleaseth the senses, or the concupiscence of the eyes, that is, a longing after such things which enter by the eyes, as of riches in gold and silver, in apparel, in houses and palaces, curiosity as to vain arts and sciences, etc., or pride of life as to honors, dignities, and preferments. But the world passes away, and all these things that belong to it. The Gospel from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 21. At that time they offered to Jesus little children, that he should touch them. But the disciples rebuked them that offered them, whom, when Jesus saw, he was angered, and said to them, Suffer little children to come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter into it. And embracing them, and laying his hands upon them, he blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, a certain man running up and kneeling before him asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may receive life everlasting? And Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? None is good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do no fraud, honor thy father and mother. But he answering said to him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. And Jesus looking on him loved him, and said to him, One thing is wanting unto thee. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Haydock Commentary. Unless we are possessed of the innocence and purity of little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. By the kingdom of heaven we may here understand the truths of the gospel, for as a child never contradicts its teachers, nor opposes to them vain reasonings and empty words, but faithfully and readily receives their instructions, and with fear obeys them, so must we implicitly obey, and without any opposition receive the word of the Lord. None is good but God alone, that is, none of himself entirely and essentially but God alone. Men may be good also, but only by a participation of God's goodness. We must recollect that to the faithful observers of the Mosaic law, not only present goods were given, but the happiness of a future life promised. Hence our Lord with reason inquired whether he had kept the commandments. The innocent life of this young man is deserving of our imitation. It is worthy of inquiry how that could happen which the evangelist here mentions, how Jesus could love this young man when, as it is after related, he did not follow the admonitions given him by Jesus Christ. The reason is, Christ loved him for his past behavior and his strict observance of the law.